Our first scripture reading comes today from the Old Testament book of Joshua. You can follow along in your Red Pew Bibles, or you can read the words on the screen at the front of the sanctuary. Let's listen and hear God's word for us this morning. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, "My servant Moses is dead. Now proceed to cross the Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the Israelites. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and the Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea in the west shall be your territory. No one shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall put this people in possession of the land that I swore to their ancestors to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to act in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to act in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall be successful. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." The word of the Lord.
Is all about God making himself known to us, God revealing himself to us. And over these last 3 or 4 days, we've had many, many opportunities where God has made himself known to us in a very visible, tangible way. Yesterday, we had, yes, our obligatory Easter egg hunt. Over 100 kids showed up. And I'm telling you, you could feel God's presence in the room. It was so exciting, and near the end, as we were helping to clean up, one of the young dads said, "Boy, I wish we could get all these young families into the church." That's my wish as well. And we're going to be working on that over these next couple of months, finding ways in which we can reveal the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ to everyone, but especially that group of people, in a way that is tangible and in a way that then they can leave and know that Jesus is alive. Another time this week that we were able to see the presence and feel the presence of the Lord in a tangible way was on Thursday. Was that on our Monday-Thursday service, as a small group of us gathered literally up here, sitting around the table, taking communion together, and then an even smaller group of us sat right here and washed each other's feet. My feet have never been so clean in my life. But it was a time where we could remember that God keeps his promises. God keeps his promises. No matter what we're going through or no matter where we find ourselves, we can rely upon the promises that we find in Scripture. And so today in Easter, we're going to have an opportunity to see God reveal himself in Luke. Now, last Sunday, for Palm Sunday, I said, this is my 5th year, so we've covered Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right? So we went to Revelation last Sunday for Palm Sunday. Just mix it up a little bit. This Sunday, we're not going to look at those traditional Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John resurrection stories. We've seen them all over these last 4 years. We are going to go to the Gospel of Luke. And we're going to hear about these two disciples who, after the resurrection, they're just disappointed. They're frustrated. They're dejected. They're sad because all that Jesus promised to be, they feel, it just hasn't turned out. He didn't pan out the way that they expected him to pan out. And that's the gospel we're going to be looking at in Luke chapter 24. I just need to let you know, for those of you who own phones that are younger than your children, okay? If you own phones that are younger, so in the last year or two, I'm going to give you permission now to download the app on your phone called Augment. Okay, look, go to your app store if you have an iPhone, go What does Samsung have? Is it called App Store? No. What's it called? Yeah, whatever it's called. I got an iPhone. Go ahead and download Augment. I'll give you guys a little bit of time. But let's read the scripture. We're in Luke chapter 24, verses 28 through 35. Luke chapter 24, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Chapter 24, verses 28 through 35. Starting at verse 28, this is what we read. And as these two disciples and Jesus came near the village to which they were going, Jesus walked ahead as if he were going on. But these two disciples urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it's almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So Jesus went in to stay with them, and when he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. And then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight, and they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" In that same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together, and they were saying, "The Lord has risen, and he has appeared to Simon." And they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Loving God, we do ask you now that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be worthy and acceptable in your sight, because you are a God who keeps his promises, and you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We're going to start off in the first scripture that we saw, which is in Joshua chapter 1. So if you want to flip back in your pew Bible to chapter 1, we find ourselves in the context of Joshua taking over the helm of Israel, taking over control of the leadership of this nation right after Moses has died. And as you can imagine, Moses was a legend. He was someone who shaped and formed the nation of Israel. So filling those shoes was going to be pretty difficult. But that's the task that Joshua is given. And what we read in that scripture, did you hear those phrases repeated over and over again? Be strong, be courageous. Wherever you go, I will be there with you as well. Those are promises, right? Those are promises that the Lord makes to Joshua and reminds him, just as I was with Moses, this figure that it seems like no one can match, just like I was with him, so I will be with you as well. God lays out from the very beginning of Joshua, as they make their way into the promised land, that I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be with you, Joshua. I'll never forget. Go ahead, you can pull up the first slide. I'll never forget the day when a group of us from this church went to Israel. That's the Jordan River. Not probably what you imagined, huh? It doesn't run so chilly or cold, does it? It's a little muddy. It's hard to get in and out of. And the scripture in Joshua, what we have right after this, is the priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant, and they had to step in first. Imagine, how do you step in there? You kind of have to jump, right? You can't gingerly make your way in. They had to step in the water first before the water was going to be parted. That's what we find here. Go ahead, next slide. And as they were, as we were there, we noticed, you see Bob Wagelhoff, and we see the promises of God, and it was hard to believe that it was right in this spot where Joshua may have been pulled aside by the Lord and said, "Listen, I'm going to be right there with you." Next slide. Now you may not know the geopolitical realities between Israel and the Arab states, but let's just say they're not good. You see the Israeli soldiers here. Guess what's on the other side? See those steps on the other side of the river? That is literally Jordan. That's the dividing. The country Jordan. That's the dividing line. The river is the dividing line. And it's been that way. You can go back to the cross now. And it's been that way ever since. There's been this dividing line. They've been animosity. So when Joshua is told, "Take the reins, I'm going to be with you every step of the way," he knew what was coming up. battles and hardship and difficult times were going to be a part of what he had to face. But he says, as I was with Moses and Joseph and Isaac and Abraham, so I will be with you as well. The reality that Joshua was able to face was one that he could face standing on the promises of the Lord. No one, Joshua finds out, including Moses, no one is indispensable. No one is irreplaceable as long as God is in the mix. Because what does Paul say in Scripture? Because the Lord works out all things for good for not us as individuals, not a church, for all who trust in the Lord. That's what Joshua heard. I'm going to make things work out for good for you, even though it seems like a daunting, impossible task. If we're able to stand on the promises of God, that Scripture and many others like it remind us that God's unfailing love never, ever fails. A week ago Wednesday, Session had the yearly opportunity, and this happens every year, to examine the confirmation class candidates. It sounds really daunting and scary, right? But what it ends up happening almost every year is there's a couple obligatory questions on content, right? How many books in the Bible are they? What language was the Old Testament written? You all know those answers. And then after those obligatory content questions, a couple people on Session say, we're so pleased you're joining the church. And it ends there because there's that awkward sense of we really don't want to ask you a question we don't know the answer to. And so that makes it real difficult. It was different this year. In my 22 years of ministry, I'm not going to say it was better because some of the kids are here and I don't want them to get a big head. It was different. And there are other kids who went through other confirmation classes with me, so I don't want you to feel bad. You guys had a good class too. It was different this year. There were no obligatory questions on content. There were questions that elicited responses from these kids that were personal, that made them think and talk about their own lives and their relationship with their Savior. Folks, it was powerful. It was moving. And after they left the room, we realized that each one of them, in one way or another, were comfortable sharing personal details of their faith as they made their way along this journey. They shared times when they felt abandoned, alone, and wondered if Jesus was present. And they also shared that it was this church that helped them face the future because the promises of Scripture came alive to them. And when they left, someone on Session said, you know what? The church is in good hands. Our future is going to be a community in transition, a family in transition, a world in transition, an individual in transition facing whatever they may be facing in life as they make it through this journey is always going to make it through and thrive in the future as long as they trust the promises that God gives them and don't try to second guess God or those whom God has placed in their lives to lead and direct them. Let's go to the New Testament scripture because it's that exact point of trusting in God's promises. We're in Luke. That the two on the road to Emmaus missed. They didn't understand that. Before these verses take place, let's remember what takes place. Jesus is raised from the dead and the women come back and tell the disciples and the disciples don't believe it. So these two disciples in Luke head out away from Jerusalem, onto a road toward Emmaus, and they're complaining, and they're grumbling, and they're sad and dejected because again, as I mentioned, this Jesus didn't pan out the way that they expected him to pan out. A stranger joins them on the road. The stranger happens to be Jesus, but they didn't know it. And the stranger joins them and starts from Genesis and makes it all the way through Malachi by heart and explains to them how this Messiah was going to have to come back. They had a great conversation, but they still didn't get it. In fact, it was such a good conversation that they said, "Hey, why don't you stay with us? Break bread with us. Why don't we share a meal together?" And Jesus, who wasn't in disguise, but they just weren't able to see him because they were so upset and so disappointed with how things had turned out, Jesus comes and joins them. And this is where something strange happens. Jesus, if you notice where we picked up the scripture, he goes from being the guest to being the host. If you want to open your Bible, you'll see in verse 30. When they were sitting at the table, Jesus takes the bread, he blesses it, he breaks it, and he gives it to the people. Those four acts of taking the bread, blessing it, breaking it, and sharing it, for us, this happens around the table. And for us, it's a reminder of the promises that God has made and that we can trust those promises. So every month when we share communion together, it's another opportunity for us to be reminded that God keeps his promises. Now, for the disciples in this scripture, their eyes were open. They realized that it was Jesus all along. They had seen the Christ, but hadn't truly understood that he was in their midst. And in the breaking of the bread, they were able to see with eyes of faith, and that made a difference. Now, all throughout Scripture, in every single resurrection story that we find in the gospel, do you notice who Jesus appears to? He appears to those who know him. He appears to those who have somehow been given all the tools that they need to recognize him. In the Gospel of John, we read this morning at the sunrise service when Mary Magdalene sees Jesus but thinks he's the gardener, right? Until Jesus stares at her and looks at her intently and calls her by name and says, "Mary." And the disciples here began their journey on the road to Emmaus, not seeing Jesus. And maybe the same with you. At the end of a long week, you may drag yourself in the church, right? Not expecting, not even thinking you're going to see the presence of the Lord. Not even maybe searching for Christ. But hopefully and prayerfully, our goal is to be able to reveal that Jesus to you in a way that you'll never ever forget. That will transform and change your life, not just on a Sunday service, but throughout the week as we interact and as we break bread together and as we remain together as well. I have a surprise for you. And it's something that if you are going through life in a way that makes you think that Jesus isn't present and you don't know where he can be as you make your way through this journey, I want you all, do you all have one of these cards? Let me have control of the screen if you would. Do you all have one of these cards? Pull up your Augment app, if you will, real quickly. And just a notice to the faint of heart, this is the first time we've done this. So if it doesn't work, you can blame Leo Petrokonis. But I'm not going to mention names. So your app should look like that and open up scan. And if you click scan, what you'll see is on the screen, look, everyone say hi. See, this is you, right? This is you. And you're here. And do you see Jesus anywhere in here? No, the answer is no. I'm sorry. Well, I know it's Easter, but he's not here right now, right? He is. Trust me, he is. But let's pretend we don't see him. And then take your card and you'll see the wonderful little path. It could be the road to Emmaus. Go ahead and put that in front of your phone and tell me what happens. Tell me what happens when you do that. Oh, please work. Wait, how do you know? Did someone see him? I did. Oh, wah, wah, wah. Did you all see him? Wait. Maybe, just maybe, Jesus is present. Maybe, just maybe. Do you see him? Folks, I gave this to you so that you can take Jesus with you wherever you go. All right, he's blue. I know. We couldn't do anything else. Okay, you can turn him back to the cross. But take this card. Give it to a friend if you want. It has all of our information. And give it, especially y'all are trying it, right? It doesn't matter how you turn it. Take it to a friend and tell them to do it just as an opportunity to share with them that reality that we're looking at today. That Jesus keeps his promises. And he stays with us every step of the... I've lost you, haven't you? Y'all are so intent on this app. That's all right. You'll come back, I promise. But expect God to reveal himself to you, and God will. Expect God to knock Jericho down with a shout, and he will. Expect God to take whatever desperate situation you find yourself in and transform it, and God will. Expect God to transform Brussels and Europe and the world that we find around us, and he will. Because he keeps his promises. He doesn't leave us or forsake us ever. May God bless us and keep us as we look to find Jesus in the midst of our lives, when he's there all along, and maybe our eyes just aren't directed to him. Amen.